Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, today Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Thursday here on the show. It's Wednesday. It's actually Wednesday here on the show. As we prepare for Thursday and the rest of the week, tonight's Dynamite. We'll give you the lineup for the show. It's interesting because sometimes, you know, Dynamite's upcoming. We got like two matches. We're like, what else is on the show? Man, we had seven segments announced. Actually, eight. Eight segments were announced by Sunday this week. And oddly enough, NXT was last night. And normally by the time NXT is over, you got a full lineup for the next week's NXT show. But we have almost nothing. We have a match, and that's it for next week's NXT. So we'll tell you what's coming up for both of these shows. And then we've got a lot of news, a lot of comings and goings when it comes to women in pro wrestling. People are leaving promotions. People are coming to different promotions. So I'm going to tell you about all of that here today. We have also got the latest on Orlando wanting WWE, and they're willing to bid a lot of money for it. More than they need to find out if it's possible to do a physical Hall of Fame. They're asking for a lot of money. I'm waiting for people to bid on the Brian Alvarez, Dave Meltzer live Q&As. Not happened yet, but we'll talk about that. Talk about Swerve. We'll talk about Charlie Dempsey. We'll talk about Ryan Nemeth and his lawsuit that he has filed against Tony Khan and CM Punk. And plenty more. So if you want to text us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Spring has sprung, and so have the deals at Kohl's Spring Savings Event. I just got a comfy tee for just $7.99, a cute swimsuit for $19.99, 40% off patio furniture from my backyard, and so much more. So don't wait. These deals are too good to miss. Hurry over to Kohl's to save big on warm weather essentials during their spring savings event today. Select styles. Offers end March 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, it's Wednesday. You know what else that means? After Dark Radio is in 2 hours, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, as well as YouTube and Twitch. And TuneIn Radio, you can listen to Sports Byline on TuneIn Radio for free. And we do have a guest today. The legendary Stan Deo will be on the show. If you've been listening to Coast AM for, I'd say, the last 30 years, you have heard Stan Deo. He used to go on with Art Bell all the way back in the 90s and the 2000s, and I think his most recent appearance was 2024.
Oh, wow. He goes well. So he goes past the Nori era into the other eras?
Nori's still around.
Oh, really? He's doing the every night thing?
He's doing most nights.
Hmm.
But
didn't
yes.
That guy Ian, who was the guy that filled in?
Ian Punnett passed away.
Oh, okay.
December 11th, I believe, that he was on Coast to Coast AM. But he's got a lot to talk about, brother. In fact, when we booked him, he confirmed the date, but said, hopefully we make it because there's a civil war coming. That didn't happen as of today, so we're going to do the show. But that's coming up later on, After Dark Radio, here on Sports Byline USA.
So this guy's going to be shooting, and he might be shooting in two ways.
I guess we'll see.
Man. Hey, you want to go back to the past just for a moment? Because I found a bunch of these, and I figure I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I guess throw them in recycling, but these figure four.
Hey, look at that.
From, and I went back here, March 28th, 2005. So 20 years ago, and Gene Snitsky makes me laugh no matter what he does. But my
That's
favorite
a hell
is
of a headline.
From the Flying Mare Wrestling Newsletter, presented by Frank A. Gotch. I do like Akebono blames earthquake for loss, but this one really touches me still to this day. On the inside here, man wondering if Rib will ever end.
Some of those were stories from my life. that was from me. I must have traveled somewhere with Buddy.
Oh, moments was, with yes. Kevin Dunn here. Terry Schiavo reference, not in poor taste.
Wow. Okay, listen. We got to, I was funny once back in the day. Okay, we got to talk about some movement. Saraya is gone. No longer with AEW. A brand new book just came out, I believe, like yesterday.
She announced it in the book? That's impressive.
After having been on hiatus since October, Saraya confirmed today her time with AEW is over. She called the parting, quote, mutual. Said AEW will always hold a special place in her heart. It's mutual, she said, but I love my time at AEW. Had such a blast with the girls there. It'll hold a special place in my heart. Tony was a great. AEW was great. Feel so lucky to be a part of this family for a couple of years. Here's to 2025. WTF am I going to get myself into now? She is pursuing acting roles. Her book just did, in fact, come out yesterday. Hell in Boots, Clawing My Way Through Nine Lives. She's got a new podcast, Rule Breakers. First two episodes debut on Thursday. Entertainment Weekly published exclusive quotes from the yet-to-be-released podcast first episode, including, I'm here to tell you that me and AEW's relationship has come to an end. I had an amazing time there. No bad blood between us. I had such a magical time. She said she won't say she will never go back to AEW, but she's taking a step back, focusing on herself, putting energy into the podcast with all the crew. And she has a bunch of guests lined up, including Harley Cameron. So
there you go.
Her contract was, like, just renewed. She literally just re-signed, like, not too long ago. I don't think she appeared one time since re-signing her new contract. And now she's gone. And
you're right, Hackman, Minnesota. Helen Boots is a great NXT name.
Yeah, Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Helen Boots. She could still start over again.
What do you mean start over again? I think she is fine in the lane that she's in. She has coordinated her exit with her podcast and the book and all that sort of stuff. Look, after the injury, she was never the same. There's no real reason that she should be anything other than a personality. And if she can land a Legends deal, she can land any WWE deal out of this. Great, but she should also probably use what fame she has now to further anything that her family is doing over in the UK, including her brother, who... Wasn't he not signed to an AEW contract because of
he was,
and then just disappeared?
Yeah, he was signed. Some people don't know this, but he was signed for quite a while. And then he was one of those people that just was released. There is, like, no rhyme or reason, it seems, to, like, who gets released, who doesn't, when. But she is gone. And I'm not sure that she's, like, itching to do, like, wrestling. But, you know, WWE is going to be traveling to Europe, and I don't know.
Hey.
They could use a female GM, something of that nature. God knows NXT could use another one. God, actually, that'd be quite great if, like, they did something where NXT had two GMs. You had Ava and Saraya.
Oh, no.
And they were, like, at odds. God, Ava last night. You know, it's just funny because, like, everyone thinks that I don't like the actual person. I'm talking about the character, everybody. You realize it's fake, right? But my God, this Ava character in storyline is in so far over her head. That last segment of NXT where she's in the back and she's just watching the monitor and she's, like, all gobsmacked. And then, like, all the women are coming up to her going, hey, I want a shot. I want a shot. I want a shot. And her eyes are just like, and she goes, I'll figure it out next week. I'm like, just put together a tournament. Why is this hard? But do battle royal. Whatever. Who cares? You're acting like, I don't know. It's a character, guys, not the person. But God, this character needs help. Desperately.
You would have been a hell of a character drawn by Hanna-Barbera after that one.
Yeah. Got a lot of practice. I got two kids who I think were drawn by Hanna-Barbera, especially Hannah. I got a picture of her eating a, what did she eat the other day? Oh, I put it up on my X for X subscribers. It is a three, it's more funny to do a three photo series in a video, but it is a three photo series of her taking a bite out of a slice of watermelon. She just happily looks at the watermelon, And then the next picture is like, her mouth is so wide, it's like it's going to go inside out. And then she crunches down. It's like, anyway. So anyway, Soraya's gone. But Mina Shirakawa is coming in. She confirmed reports her contract with Stardom expires at the end of the month. She will continue to wrestle for the promotion through much of April, concluding with Stardom American Dream 2025 in Las Vegas, April 17 and 18. Then she will join AEW after leaving Stardom. Here is her statement. I, Mina Shirakawa, will be joining AEW. Excellent.
Now shake.
This marks the start of my challenge to compete on the world stage. Has anybody been doing that? It's been my goal since my debut. So, great.
Getting paid.
And I'll be happy to see her every week on television.
Yes.
Or once a month or so.
Well, that's fine.
However they do it when she's in AEW.
Well, twice a month maybe?
And then, TNA making significant changes to its behind-the-scenes staff. Fightful reported TNA sent out an internal memo announcing Gail Kim, Ariel Schnurner, Rob Kligman, and Michael Shuchenko are departing from the leadership team. Obviously, Gail Kim, best known to fans. She's been working in talent relations for TNA. Has not publicly commented. She is retired, but did a return match in 2023 on the 1,000th episode of Impact. So, yeah, there's another one gone. All of the departures and arrivals, all women today. And we had two big women's matches, one featuring the same woman on NXT. We'll talk about that later. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, speaking of X subscribers, Twitter subscribers, you can always ask me questions. If you're a subscriber, I'll answer them. Unlike the common folk feed, which is mostly just trolls anyway. But we're doing a live Q&A there today, so if you got questions, you can post them in the thread. If you're an X subscriber, I was answering a bunch of them during the break. I'll do my best to answer them to the best of my ability. Sometimes I don't have an answer, you know?
I'm impressed on what you did right there. I thought you were going to use that transition out of The Chase by Giorgio Moroder from the movie Midnight.
To talk about After Dark?
Exactly.
Nah, a guy got mad at me last week. I plugged it too much.
Oh.
I plugged a Sports Byline show too much on a Sports Byline show.
Yeah.
A show that was going to air the same day on Sports Byline. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, by the way. Join us. Okay. We got some other news here. Orlando is looking to score several shows under the TKO umbrella. The Greater Orlando Sports Commission is looking to attract both WWE and UFC in the near future by proposing an $18 million grant to obtain events from both companies. Events proposed under the bid include Survivor Series or Saturday Night's main event in November, December of 2026. We're looking ahead here. UFC pay-per-view in August or September 2027 at the Kia Center. Royal Rumble for February 2028. We're looking 3 years down the road.
National Football League, baby. This is what
I got. An even better one for you.
Good.
A two-night WrestleMania in mid to late April 2031.
Let's go.
Let's look 6 years down the road here. This would also include Raw and SmackDown shows during WrestleMania week. Camping World Stadium would be the main venue. Grant has been advanced by the Tourist Development Tax Sports Incentive Committee. Next goes to the Orange in front of Orange County for approval. According to the report, the events could bring a projected total of 300,000 attendees, 120,000 room nights.
Yeah.
The bid. Oh, I see. They want all of them.
What do you mean?
So I read this list and it was like, okay, these are the ones we would like. Like, these are our options. But no, they want all of these. They want all of these things over the next 6 years. That's why they're saying 300,000 attendees, 120,000 room nights, $225 million in economic impact for the city.
What kind of bid are they given for this?
Well,
what kind of bid do you think they're going to have to give for this?
I mean,
holy smokes.
More than $18 million. I thought they were going to, they wanted $18 million and they wanted either Survivor Series, Saturday Night's main event, a UFC pay-per-view. They want all of this. So they're going to need more than $18
million. I would think.
If they have $500,000, I will study whether I believe $18 million will be enough for all of these events over the next 6 years.
Wait a second.
Contact me on Twitter at Brian Alvarez.
Oh.
F4WOnline@gmail.com. There's a lot of ways to get a hold of me.
Going to see if it's feasible, are you?
Yes, I will do a feasibility study for $500,000. So, yeah, I'll let you know.
Well, yeah, you know what? You might want to cut your price. I mean, that's what North Carolina is doing. I mean, you could do it for what, like $350,000, $400,000? Give them a break. Give them a deal.
Do you know anything about making money?
I don't know.
Yesterday, Mike,
$400,000 to say, hey, it's feasible, I'll take it.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about how there was $500,000 earmarked to determine if they could make a Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. And you said, I'll do it for $50. I was like, Mike, dude, brother, what are you talking about? No, you'll do it for $600,000. And well, then you'll negotiate down a little bit. We'll meet in the middle, $550. I'll tell you if it's feasible. $50.
Hey, they're going to need stuff. I'll make out by doing that way.
Charlie Please. Dempsey is going to be... Actually, I got to do that one later. I got to read this one. Ryan Nemeth. He's got a lawsuit out against AEW, Tony Khan, and CM Punk, alleging assault and breach of contract stemming from a backstage altercation with Punk.
He really is a comedian.
Are you ready for this incredible irony?
Yes, okay. Please.
Ryan Nemeth says, quote, a literal billionaire sent someone to sue him just before he walked on stage for his off-Broadway debut. Nemeth says, raise your hand if a literal billionaire sent someone to sue you 4 minutes before you walked on stage for your off-Broadway debut play this weekend. He's a celebrity headliner for Street Fighting Knockout at the Hellenic Cultural Center Friday, March 21st and Saturday, March 22nd. Part murder mystery, part tribute to the popular Street Fighter video series.
How far off-Broadway is he, Hoboken?
So I guess he's saying, I guess the irony was going to be if he was claiming that CM Punk had done this. Because if you remember CM Punk got fired on his birthday or whatever it was by WWE?
Yes.
He was really mad about that?
Wedding day or whatever.
Wedding day, whatever it was. It was a special day and they fired him like as that was happening. So I thought, what an irony if he would have sent that lawsuit as this guy was going on stage. Ruin his day.
Well, he's the one who... kept poking this bear, right? So you're going up against
billionaire's lawyers. I won't mention his name, but I once worked for a promoter. We'll call him Promoter A. And there was a rival promoter named Promoter B. And Promoter A hated Promoter B. And he would always tell the story about how he hated him because Promoter B got him put in jail on his birthday. And I always found it like, I don't know why I always found it so funny. It's like, listen, if Mike and I had some feud and you managed to put me in jail, like, I'm going to be really mad about it. But, like, what does my birthday have to do with it? Like,
oh, because
it's worse
because
it was on my birthday? No, if yes. You get me incarcerated, I don't care what day it is. I don't care.
Brian?
But it particularly made him mad. Maybe he got put in jail regularly.
I thought
and
that
so
was
on the birthday, that was even a worse, I don't know.
See, there's a difference, I guess. There's a difference between street code and brother code. Because it's one thing to get me all hemmed up. It's another thing to do it. Like, you know, at my baby's mama's birthday or something like that. Like, you know, there isn't a little extra knife kind of shoved in there and twisted a little bit. Because if you think about it, you can serve somebody at any time. They could have served him knowing he was going to be there. It's one thing to serve him knowing he's going to be at an event. That actually makes sense. When they do it in the way that they do it, where it's, oh, you're about to go on stage? Here you go. A little bit different.
So anyway, I guess Tony Khan has filed a countersuit, I guess. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know that for sure, but he called him a literal billionaire. I don't think CM Punk's a billionaire.
No, but now I kind of hope he files one, too, because this if it's going to be ridiculous, let's all throw in on it. Please.
I do, by the way, like that he said multiple times, a literal billionaire.
Well.
But it is funny. You know what's funny?
What?
So, what's his name? Logan Paul, okay? Logan Paul, like, he's such a gimmick, and people hate Logan Paul, and he does everything he can to, like, push buttons and play into it and everything. But I will never forget he was doing this this promo on SmackDown. He was trying to get heel heat, and he's all being Logan Paul, and he's talking about how, you know, I own this Prime drink, and he goes, I am a billionaire! On paper, at least. I laughed so hard. Like... when he added, on paper at least, why would you do that?
Well,
why would you do that? It was like he was letting us know, on paper I'm a billionaire, but really I got like, you know, $75 in my pocket or whatever.
Well, he's being truthful about it.
He was, but it was like, why?
He's cash poor, maybe. I don't
know. he's just out there and he's bragging about being a billionaire. But in his heart, he has to let you know it's just on paper.
Well, I mean, how many people got $1 billion? Have gold bars or enough, you know, platinum sitting nearby where they can actually say, like, physically, I have a billion here. Pretty much, it's all paper. It's all.
Person goes, you're not a literal billionaire until you cash out your assets. That's not true. You have to actually have the money in your FDIC insured bank for $100,000.
I don't.
before you're actually a billionaire. That's not how it works. No. No, if you go onto your banking site and you click the net worth button, it's going to tell you your net worth and it's going to include stuff that hasn't been cashed out and put in the bank. Come on.
There's a lot of us listening to, a lot of people listening to us right now on both of these chats. I'm not saying all the fine people driving around, especially the truckers coast to coast right now listening to us, but I have a feeling there are a bunch of people here that probably have never had jobs, let alone anything to balance, let alone any assets to worry about.
That's not an accurate measure. No, that's exactly how your net worth is measured. That's exactly how it's measured. If you go to get a loan for a house, they're not going to say, well, we only want to know how much you have in the bank right now. Like, we don't care about the rest of this stuff. Whatever you have invested, it doesn't matter, whatever. Only what you have in the bank right now, or you can't get this house. There'd be no houses, I'll tell you that much, especially around here. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
At first glance, a golf ball may seem simple, but there is more to this orb than meets the eye. Innovate's startup Encore Golf has revolutionized golf ball technology in ways that larger companies haven't been able to. Their proprietary perimeter weighting technology minimizes unwanted side spin to help golfers hit straighter shots, even in challenging conditions. Encore offers a lineup of balls tailored to different skill levels, from beginner to advanced, that have been approved by the U.S. Golf Association for tournament play. But be on the lookout for Encore's next breakthrough, the Genius Ball. As smart as it sounds, the Genius Ball uses microelectronics and AI-driven analysis to track data that help golfers refine their game. Initially designed for chipping and putting, the Genius Ball provides real-time feedback to improve technique. A full-course version is also in development, but it will be a training aid rather than a tournament legal ball. For more details, visit EncoreGolf.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my God. Michael Buble, you aren't a billionaire until you can actually purchase something for $1 billion. You cannot do that based on home equity and stuff in a 401k. So now his 401k doesn't even count. When you can walk into a car dealership and purchase a car for $1 billion in cash, then you are a billionaire.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty sure this is the same guy who was arguing that nobody is watching on Max because he hadn't seen any numbers yet. This actually explains a lot. I got it now. I got it. All right. Let's talk about NXT. So we had Stephanie Vacker having two matches. She faced Jada Parker for the NXT Women's title in the opener, and then she faced Fallon Henley for the North American title in the main event. And this was like build up really big in the week prior. And like the matches had good heat, but I don't know if it was because they were short, like the matches weren't particularly long, or what it was, but when all was said and done, it didn't have that feeling of importance to it. You know what I'm saying?
Because there were two of them, and you knew there was going to be some nonsense in the first one, because as soon as it started, even though we didn't talk about it yesterday, Jada's got the thing going on with Jordan Grace, who wants to be in the title picture. So when that played itself out, it was like, well, there we go. And then the Fallon match, again, if that built up on its own to main event a show, I think they could have done that, but they decided to do two-on-one show to tell their story.
Well, at the end of the day, they talked about how no one had successfully defended two titles in one night. They did not mention that one show where Ava ruled that no one is allowed to wrestle two times in one night. And then the following weekend, she forced the tag team champions both to wrestle two times in one night. So she wrestled two times in one night, and she defended both titles successfully. She beat Jada with a front rolling cradle, and she beat Fallon as well, despite all of a fatal influence trying to interfere hither and yon. So this was when it's kind of weird because the opening match, sometimes things are just weird. So I think Jada Parker is supposed to be a heel. She's like part of a heel group, and she's feuding with baby faces, but like nobody boos Jada Parker, and she's cheered throughout the match. And near the end, Jordan Grace, who is a babyface, runs down and distracts Jada, leading to Jada getting pinned. And it was supposed to be like a happy ending finish for the babyfaces, but it came off like they cheated to beat Jada. So it was weird. And so then Jordan and Jada had to be separated. And Michael's now got it. Somebody provided the actual definition of billionaire from Cambridge. A person who has money, property, etc. that is worth at least $1 million, pounds, euros, etc. And now he's claiming that's not a literal billionaire. He's correcting Cambridge. Because, you see, he's correct. But, you know, they're wrong.
How about Cambridge?
Whatever.
Them too?
No, Cambridge.
Ah.
Yeah.
Camembert.
Till he can hand me $1 billion in unmarked, now it has to be unmarked bills.
They're better. Especially
so anyway, the main event,
Halliburton, I like that.
And the main event had Stephanie beating Fallon, and then afterwards, they all beat her down. Jada hits the ring to attack him, but Jordan lays her out as well. So they're doing a Jordan-Jada feud, which is technically babyface versus heel, but no one's booing Jada, so it's all a little bit weird. And then Ava's backstage, and they all won a title match, and she's just drowning. Just drowning. And like Charlotte, there's no one to throw her life preserver. They're just letting her drown.
She doesn't deserve one. Look at what she was like.
I'll figure this out,
she
says. I'll figure this out. Like she didn't realize that when the show was over, she'd need challengers for whoever won the belts. It was like it just went right over her head. Like, tell me when the show's over, people might want to challenge whoever's champion.
Remember when she was sitting there talking to Stephanie because Stephanie got beaten up, and she's like, Stephanie, I was watching the show. Thanks. I'm glad you were watching the show that you run, Ava. And then later on, when Jakara and Lash were battling with, who was it, Gigi and Tatum Paxley, and they were fighting back and forth, and she's just standing there slack-jawed with her eyes open. You know, again, just a bad night. Maybe she's being driven crazy. Maybe that's the deal.
This is what I want, Mike.
Ava and Adam Pearce are being driven crazy.
So we've been watching this for a long time. And this Ava character, man, I don't know. And she made such stupid storyline decisions for so long that we all just presumed that she must be turning heel. Remember? Yeah. Oh, she's going to bring in Tala Tonga or, you know, it was always like, she was so incompetent in storyline that we presumed she must be turning heel and said, and this never happened. This never happened. Okay. Well, now I watch the show and it's like, she needs help. So I think of perhaps Saraya.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Paige needs to return and be there to help Ava. And they could be co-GMs for a while. But then, you know, Paige would be the competent one. Ava's the incompetent one. And then they start butting heads and this and that. And then eventually, you know, Ava does move on to become a manager of some heel stable or whatever. But the point is, I watch this show and it's like, she needs help. She needs a co-GM.
Who would you rather watch, though? Ava or Eric Bischoff back one night?
I would have no problem with Eric Bischoff taking over as the GM. Actually, I would because I wouldn't have so much fun reviewing Ava's segments every week. That's the only problem. Then we had Ricky Saints doing a sit-down interview. Sean Spears showed up. And one thing I do like about WWE is they won't say the words AEW or the letters or the words All Elite Wrestling. But if you watched Raw Monday, I mean, CM Punk definitely made an AEW reference. And they did an AEW-style angle. They did an angle involving AEW here on this show without saying the word. So Ricky's doing a sit-down promo, and Sean Spears shows up. And Sean says, "We've known each other a long time." And Ricky says, "Too long." Sean says, "Why don't you think I asked you to be in the Culling?" Ricky says, "Well, you knew I'd say no." And then Spears tells him, "I've had to talk you off the ledge multiple times. You're the same guy I left a year ago. All you do wherever you go is create enemies, and it's all your own doing." So Ricky wants a title match. Says he's coming for his belt. Spears says, "You sure you want to do that? Don't add me to your list of enemies." Because he says, "If it doesn't work out, you can always go back to..." Oh, you can't. You've burned all your bridges. And Ricky says, "Well, I guess I better win." So they're referencing all of the problems that Ricky Starks had in AEW that led to him leaving. It's part of the story now. So basically, if you know, it's like a little Easter egg for you. And if you don't know, who cares? He's going after the guy's title. So there you go.
Well, if nothing else, if you don't know, it established a backstory that there is these two guys have known each other for a long time. So,
and then, I don't know if this is a 1 week thing or if they're just, you know, it's like, Brian's not been mad enough lately. Graphics. They had a segment backstage with Andre Chase and his two disciples. Okay. Now, I know one of them is Kale Dixon because the name is so ridiculous. I have no idea who the other guy is.
Uriah Faber.
I found out later it was Uriah Thompson or whatever his stupid name is.
Uriah Heep.
But they never put the graphics on the screen for these two blokes. We're now just supposed to know who these two guys are, okay? So then they have a segment with Hank and Tank backstage. Now, they've been on forever, so I know who they are. But, like, no graphic for Hank and Tank. If you're tuning in for the first time, here's these two fellas. No graphic whatsoever. But then, I swear to God, the Motor City Machine Guns show up. Former WWE Tag Team Champions. They put a graphic up for them. These are the Motor City Machine Guns. So I was just like, yeah, that graphics guy better been on vacation because I don't want this to happen again next week. I will be very angry.
But do you notice the care that they have in putting up everybody's nameplate with their logo and their how their name is on the lockers in the locker room? They are very careful. Hank and Tank had them with their own, like, you know, style of font even on them, but they no graphic at all for them when they actually were in front of the camera.
Then we had Javon and Lexus King for the Heritage Cup title. So the Heritage Cup is now just normal rules. They don't do Heritage Cup rules anymore. Lexus King abolished them, which for some reason, remember that whole rigmarole with the Heritage Cup and Ava was all specific and just pouring through these dusty books to get the rules? Well, she has no problem with him just not doing the rules anymore. Just doesn't care. So anyway, I don't expect him to lose until Noam Dar returns to restore the heritage, so to speak, of the Heritage Cup. So anyway, they do this match, and Oba Femi interfered, and he laid out Javon outside the ring, and Javon got counted out. So that was the finish. They didn't beat Javon by the grace of God. Lexus King retains the Heritage Cup, and I'm pretty sure it is a three-way at WrestleMania. Oba Femi and Javon and Trick. And I think this would be foolish, but at the same time, I also think I would celebrate it because the thing is, Javon is such an obvious babyface. He's just, his style is a babyface style. His promos, he's a great babyface. But in NXT, if they want you to go up to the main roster, you've got to have your babyface run. You've got to have your heel run. They want you to be able to work everything before you go up there. That's why Roxanne turned heel. Roxanne Perez a heel? It's ridiculous.
Wesley, I mean, she's Henley.
Fine at it, but yes. So the point is, I think it's possible that Javon wins the title at Mania with the help of the Dark State. Because these four geeks need a leader with credibility. And it ain't the bookworm. And they're all over the show. They're always involved whenever Javon is out there. And so I think that that may be where they're going. This guy says Trick is going to be the leader. It's possible, but they're pushing too hard that Trick is going heel. And I also think he's going to the main roster. So I think Javon's going to lead the Dark State.
Do you think the progressive people got their money's worth out of that D'Angelo family skit? Because talk about logos being on the screen. That was on there the entire time.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, where, in fact, we are just an hour away from After Dark Radio with our guest, Stan Deo. We're going to talk about aliens and E.T. visitation, perhaps World War III. Stan's got a lot to talk about today, and that's going to be coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And if you're listening right now, you can also listen to that show because it is free on Sports Byline USA, as well as YouTube, f4wonline.com/YouTube, or the Twitch channel you're watching right now, twitch.tv/f4wvideo. It's 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And the replay will be up for YouTube subscribers, main site subscribers, as well as subscribers on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So sign up today. We do them every week, After Dark Radio. Lots of big guests from the paranormal realm. And you can go to f4wonline.com/new. We have new subscriber specials. That's f4wonline.com/new. Or for Apple Podcasts, f4wonline.com/Apple. For Spotify, f4wonline.com/Spotify. And for YouTube, f4wonline.com/YouTube. So it's easy. YouTube, Spotify, Apple, just put it after f4wonline. Or you can do new after f4wonline.com. And there you go. So I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mike's here tomorrow because I just realized I'm gone. I'm volunteering at the school. Thursday. But love y'all anyway. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.